turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cult singing king of the SEO show.
Okay, picture this. You're walking down South Congress in Austin. The air is thick with, you know, that smell of mesquite smoke, maybe some cilantro, and you have that one immediate question.
Where are we eating right now?
Exactly. Yeah. And that question, it's not usually asked out loud anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's typed or spoken right into a smartphone. And if you're a restaurant owner in Austin, that single moment, that little micro search, that is the ultimate test.
It really is. We are cutting into one of the most competitive and most delicious food scenes in the world, Austin, Texas. It's home to over 3,500 places to eat.
And in that kind of environment, digital visibility isn't just a nice to have.
No.
It's the secret ingredient. It's survival.
And that's what this deep dive is all about. We've been handed this really comprehensive guide on how to unlock top local search rankings specifically for these Austin businesses.
Right. So our mission today is to pull out the critical stats and, you know, the actual step-by-step strategies that turn a simple phone search into real foot traffic. Okay, so let's start with the sheer scale of this, because the cost of just ignoring it is, well, it's astronomical. Our sources say that 46% of all Google searches are for local info.
Almost half. It's wild.
Half of every single search is someone looking for something nearby.
And that local search intent, it converts so fast. The data shows 76% of people who do a local search, they physically visit a business within 24 hours.
Wow. So that is immediate action. That's revenue right there on the line.
It's the closest thing to printing money in marketing, really. And if you do invest in local SEO, businesses are seeing anywhere from 50 to 150% organic traffic growth.
In just a year. That's sustainable growth that directly hits the bottom line.
So let's put it this way. If you're hungry, you search best breakfast tacos near me.
Mm.
Are you going to find your door, or are you going to find the competitor who optimized their Google profile 6 months ago?
That is the question we have to answer. Okay, so let's unpack the Austin reality first. We really need to get why this scene is so uniquely challenging.
You can't talk about Austin without talking about its massive, almost chaotic growth. It's a foodie paradise, sure, but it is a battlefield.
So what's the biggest driver of that competition? I mean, beyond just having great barbecue.
It's the speed of population change,
yeah,
and the type of people moving in. Austin added over 150,000 new residents in just the last 4 years.
Okay.
So you have this constant demand, but it's from a fresh audience that is always searching for their new spot. They don't have those old neighborhood loyalties. They have Google.
And it's a tech city, right? So you have this huge tech workforce that, you know, researches everything online before they make a decision, even for lunch. Word of mouth is just too slow.
It's obsolete in that first contact moment.
Mm.
And that means you need to be hyper-local. It's not enough to rank for Austin. You need to target these really distinct neighborhoods.
Like South Congress or East Austin.
Exactly. Mueller, the domain. People are searching pizza near the domain, not just Pizza Austin.
Right. And this is where we hit the real hurdles for the owners. Our sources talk about something called the SXSW paradox.
Oh, the seasonal whiplash. Yeah. You get absolutely slammed during South By or ACL or UT football game. You're overwhelmed. You make a ton of money.
But then what happens?
Then the quiet times hit.
Mm-hmm.
That brutal summer heat. And revenue just falls off a cliff. They need year-round visibility, so they're not just dependent on those big events to balance the books.
And that pain gets compounded by the delivery apps, right? The dominance of DoorDash, Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm. They provide the volume, for sure, but they take a huge commission, 15 to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
But the real strategic pain is that they own the customer. They have all the data.
You're just renting the customer, basically. And if you don't have your own organic search visibility, you become completely dependent on them.
For sure. And the most basic failure we see is just being invisible to near me searches. Those searches are up over 200%. If your Google business profile, your GBP, is a mess.
You just don't show up for someone walking right past your door, which is, I mean, that's devastating for a food truck.
It's a killer. Then there's review management. A single bad review can scare off dozens of customers. And Google actively prioritizes businesses with strong recent reviews. So your reputation is your ranking.
And finally, you're up against the Goliaths. The national chains, the P.F. Chang's, Cheesecake Factories, they have massive marketing budgets.
Right, so a local gem can get totally buried. You need smart, strategic SEO just to level the playing field.
That paints a really vivid picture, but let's pivot to the payoff. Because this investment, it isn't like ads. It builds compounding value.
That is the most critical distinction. Paid ads, you stop paying, they stop working. SEO is, it's like digital infrastructure. Yeah. Every optimized page, every good review, it keeps working for you over time for almost no extra cost.
Okay, so let's look at the measurable outcomes. What does that look like on a spreadsheet?
It looks like real quantifiable growth. Our sources show a 20 to 40% increase in qualified leads. So people ready to book in 3 to 6 months.
That's fat.
Very. And a 30 to 60% boost in calls and direction requests just from an optimized Google Business profile. Direct bookings can jump 25 to 45%.
So about that Google Business profile, the GBP, the source calls it the most valuable online space. Why is it so much more powerful than, say, just your website?
Because the GBP is what gets you into the local pack. Those top three map results that just dominate the search page.
Right, the ones everyone clicks on.
Mm-hmm. Optimizing it can get you 5 to 10 times more profile views in 90 days. But here's the killer stat I love. Businesses with 100 or more photos on their GBP.
100 photos.
100 plus photos. They receive 520% more calls.
Wow. Okay, that one metric alone completely justifies the effort. Hire a photographer, get your staff taking good pictures of every single dish.
It shows transparency. Google trusts, and so do customers. And beyond the GBP, there's two other things for that modern edge. Voice and mobile.
Right, voice search. In a tech city like Austin, that's got to be huge. The source says 71% of people prefer it now.
Yeah, but you have to optimize differently. You can't just target Tacos Austin. A voice search is conversational. It's, where can I get good pho for dinner tonight near E6?
It's a whole question. And then mobile. Over 60% of restaurant searches are on a phone. The site just has to work.
It has to be fast. The goal is under 3 seconds load time. And the user experience has to be simple. Can a hungry, stressed out person get what they need in one tap?
Big buttons, click to call, integrated maps. If they have to pinch and zoom on a PDF menu.
They're gone. They've already moved on.
Okay, so let's get into the blueprint. We've laid out the problems, the payoff, now for the actionable step-by-step strategies.
And we have to start, inevitably, with that Google Business profile. It is the foundation.
So here's the checklist our source provides. First, pick the most specific primary category. Don't just pick restaurant.
Right. Be Texas barbecue joint or craft beer hall.
Then add 5-10 secondary categories. Upload those 100 plus high quality photos we talked about, and you have to post weekly updates, specials, events, anything.
And then the review protocol. This is critical. You ask for reviews within 24 hours of a visit, and you respond to all of them, good and bad, within 48 hours.
Okay, but I have to push back a little on this. For like a small food truck or a mom and pop joint, 100 photos and weekly posts? That sounds exhausting on top of a 14-hour shift.
It does, but it's an upfront investment. You hire a photographer once, or you build that stock of photos early on. That effort then generates passive traffic for years. It's about setting up the system. You have to play by Google's rules, and Google loves fresh content.
Fair point. Okay, strategy two, voice search optimization. You touched on this. People speak differently than they type.
Absolutely. You need to create FAQ content that directly answers customer questions, like verbatim. Does your restaurant have gluten-free options? Or what's parking like on Rainy Street?
And then you use a special code, a schema markup, to flag it for Google.
Exactly. So Google sees it, understands it, and can serve it up as a featured snippet.
Strategy three, the mobile-first website. We mentioned speed, but let's talk about menu SEO, because that PDF menu is a killer.
PDFs are SEO poison. You need to give each menu section, brunch, lunch, dinner, its own webpage. Use descriptive text for items, include prices. Use schema markup.
So if someone searches for spicy rigatoni Austin Price, Google can just pull that number right from your site.
That's the goal. You want to make it as easy as possible for Google to find the answer.
Okay, four and five are about building authority. Strategy four is local content.
Yeah, so this means creating content with long-tail keywords. Think neighborhood guides, like the ultimate guide to dining on East 6th, or seasonal content, best patios for Austin Restaurant Week.
You become the local expert. And strategy five is citation mastery. Your NAPM address, phone number has to be perfect everywhere.
Identical. Any inconsistency, even a small one, hurts your ranking. You have to lock it down on Google, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Apple Maps, and local Austin directories like the Austin Chronicle.
Okay, strategy six is link building, but quality over quantity, right?
For sure. You want links from reputable local sources. Pitching local news like KUT, partnering with a local brewery, sponsoring a community event, that all signals local relevance back to Google.
And finally, strategy 7, you have to track it all. This isn't a one-and-done fix.
Not at all. You need Google Analytics, Search Console, and GBP Insights running 24/7. You're watching your local pack rankings and your review velocity. Are you getting those fresh reviews every week?
And to tie it all back to Austin, you have to lean into those big events, not just survive them.
Right. Create dedicated landing pages for SXSW or ACL. Target hyperlocal keywords like brunch in Tarrytown or happy hour Rainy Street. You have to fish where the fish are.
We have covered a huge amount of ground today. The intense competition in Austin, the challenges from seasonality and the delivery apps, and then the actual step-by-step blueprint to dominate local search.
The main takeaway is that the successful restaurants, they weren't just lucky. They were strategic. They saw SEO not as some optional marketing thing, but as a core foundation for their business.
It's how they reduce their dependency on those expensive third-party apps and actually own their customer relationships again.
Exactly. It's about taking back control.
So the opportunity cost of doing nothing, it just compounds every single day. Your potential customers are searching right now for best barbecue near me. So what specific conversational question are you going to optimize for today, the answer to which makes you the only logical choice?
Because dominating organic search, that is how you ensure all those digital footsteps lead right to your front door. That's the real secret ingredient.
That's a wrap on this deep dive. We hope you found the blueprint you need to thrive in the Austin food scene.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.